Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
How do you feel, David? So
I feel great. I've been working out. I've been getting my weight training on, which has been really, really fucking difficult. I'll tell you that.
Have you really?
Yep, man. I'm trying to get swole, man. By the time this year ends, I'm getting swole like a motherfucker, and I'm going to give everybody boners.
Well, you know what? I believe you, David. So I'm
You're
not gonna
going
doubt you.
You're going to be the sloppy one.
I refuse. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I cannot wait. They're going to be like, oh, dude, who's that fat guy next to David?
Who is that tiny fat man?
Is that Tim? Fat Taroxu?
Oh, my God.
Ah, that's going to be your new nickname, dude.
Tim got the wrong suit size.
There you go. I like it. That was a fucking stretch.
Which is, stretching is what I'll be doing to my pants at the end of the year. No, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David, not anymore fat, so.
Well, look, wow, you look good. I tell you what, you look great. You look very svelte.
It's hard, man. I'll tell you this right now. I didn't know, but my left leg is substantially smaller than my right leg. I've been boxing a lot, right? So I've been switching over to southpaw. So, you know, skateboarding, regular, and then goofy. So I'm in goofy.
Okay.
Well, when you're in orthodox, you put your load-bearing leg is your right leg.
Okay.
And I switched over to orthodox for a whole year. And so this leg just got...
But your load-bearing leg is the one in front or behind when you're doing
behind,
this stance?
So when
okay.
you're in stance,
oh, okay,
right?
Your load-bearing. Okay, so yeah. Your balance is on that one.
Yeah, especially okay. when you like you throw the cross, you have your weight there, you transfer it over.
Okay.
And so when I switched over to southpaw, my fucking leg started doing the stanky leg because it couldn't stabilize.
Couldn't handle it, yeah.
So I'm like,
the weight.
The weight. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Lo and behold, I'm doing PT sessions. My left leg is hella weak.
What's a PT session?
Personal training.
Oh, this guy starts working out a little bit. He's with the abbreviations.
Hey, man, you got to work out your rhombolosis, your gluteus maximus.
I used to know this, like, I had a homie that, like, he would say b-ball when, like, I'm like, who says b-ball in real life? You know, yo, you want to play some b-ball? I'm like, dude.
Bro,
just say basketball, dog.
What are you, fucking 80 years old, dude? What the hell? You want to play some b-ball?
Speaking of trying to be healthy, I brought us some Jamba Juice today because, you know, we usually eat some very decadent things on here. And we can talk about our decadent-ass burger we had as well.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I brought you some Jamba Juice because there's actually a whole ass secret menu at Jamba Juice that people don't know about. This first one I want you to try, this is the White Gummy Bear.
I've heard of this this drink before. I've never had it, though.
So the White Gummy, bro, is like, it was like the high school go-to. Everybody in high school was like, yo, you had the White Gummy? You had the White Gummy from Jamba Juice? So it was, we would always go after school, get a White Gummy Bear, because it tastes just like White Gummy Bears.
See, there was a secret menu stuff. I never ordered it because I never knew if it was real or not. And I don't want to be that asshole that starts ordering random things and they're like, get the fuck out of here, you fat loser.
Well, let me tell you, I have a funny story. Hold on, let me just.
That does not look appetizing, but wow.
There you are, sir. Oh, yeah. Get you a taste of this White Gummy Bear. Do you like gummy bears?
I do like gummy bears, but I never crave that shit.
Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, that's the shit right there, dog.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at that. Look at that. You like that?
Oh, baby.
You like that, papi?
That's the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You want me to go ahead, papi? Okay, papi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never been called papi in bed, and I've always wanted somebody to say that to me.
I have a story about that as well.
This is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
This is too good.
Isn't that great?
This is not healthy at all.
It's not. I think that's why it's not on the menu. I think it's just too sweet and too good.
Oh, this is hella good.
White Gummy Bear. So when we were all getting the White Gummy Bears in high school, we told our boy Chris, we were like, yo, but have you had the Red Jolly Rancher? And we completely made it up.
See? And that's what I'm worried about, because of fuckers like you that do shit like that. It's like, dude, did you hear this fucking new burger at In-N-Out? It's called the Inverted Butthole. Just go up there. Let me get the Inverted Butthole. Sir, get the fuck out of here.
You take animal style sauce and just stick it up your ass.
Well, you have to bend over first, sir. See, but because of you guys, I don't do stuff like that.
So he walked into a Jamba Juice and was like, can I get the, like, thinking he knew about the exclusive shit? Yes, I'll have the Red Jolly Rancher. And they were like, what? He's like, the Red Jolly Rancher. And she's like, no, we don't have that. He's like, oh, well, they made it at the other store. Let me just get a White Gummy Bear.
Hey, that's good. He was like, oh, you're not a good employee. I get it. I'm going to complain.
And then he called us and was like, you motherfuckers.
He just started sweating. The Red Jolly Rancher.
Por favor.
What?
Okay, so this next one I want you to try. I've actually never had this. Pero when I was a server at California Pizza Kitchen, there was a table of corporate Jamba Juice people that I was serving, okay? And I was like, I mentioned the White Gummy Bear, and she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, like all the secret flavors, you know, the Thank You Jesus, the Purple Dragon, whatever the fuck she said. But the Jesus one stuck out in my mind because I had never heard of it, right? So I looked up the secret menu today, and there is a Thank You Jesus, aka also known as the Hello Jesus, which I've never had. So I
do you think that people at Jamba Juice hate people who order off the secret menu? Because I know that there's like secret menu stuff at Starbucks too that fucking people hate.
And it's just annoying to make. It's a process.
Can I get a mocha frappuccino, but less ice, a little bit more foam, and then a little bit of sand. It's all, folks.
I mean, it really is just a different combination of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they memorize certain combinations of shit, and the secret menu stuff is just new combinations of shit. Like when I ordered the Thank You Jesus, the girl didn't know. She had to go to her manager, like, or the other girl working, and the girl was like, oh, the Jesus one? Okay, hold on. You gotta add this, and you take this and put this, and then add that.
And then she spit in your fucking drink.
Yeah, probably.
Like, fuck you, probably. You stupid guy.
She just launched a little snot loogie into my drink.
I'm so curious. I wonder what's in this that makes it taste just like a fucking White Gummy Bear.
You can look up the ingredients, actually. Oh. All right, so let's try this Thank You Jesus together. Hold on now. Oh, what does that taste like?
It tastes like a red Starburst.
It does taste like a red Starburst. Oh, it tastes just like a red Starburst.
That's strawberry for sure. Frozen strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tastes like a red Starburst.
Mm, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Mm. You know what this makes me say?
Speaking in tongues, right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
I had to process that for a second. I was like, is that Arabic? What is this shit? This was not speaking in tongues.
Mama
I was like, well, how's he know Arabic?
So I've only had one girl ever in my whole life call me papi.
That shit. It must have been so hot.
Yes, it was very hot. And I remember being irritated the first time we smashed because I was like, oh, she's going to be speaking Spanish. It's going to be so hot. And she didn't.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? I was like, ¿por qué no? No, but I was like, ah, damn it. Because I thought, oh, maybe that was just something I thought would happen. It didn't happen. But it wasn't because she wasn't comfortable yet. So after we had hooked up a couple more times, then she started with the, you know, the ice and the papacito. And like, oh, papacito was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, ay, Dios mío.
You start speaking Spanish back. Fluently?
Yeah, no, I'm like, ¿dónde está el baño?
El pollo loco.
Más aguacate en mi burrito, por favor. All the Spanish I learned.
Cabo, just like in places you've been to. Tia Juana.
El biblioteca. No, la biblioteca es muy grande. But yeah, that was the only time. And it's very hot indeed. You ever have a girl? You ever start speaking Korean to a girl in bed?
You want the more penis? You know what's funny? Hey. It's so funny that you mentioned that. I specifically cannot watch porn if they're speaking Korean.
Really?
And I found that out when I was like younger. And I was looking up, like, first of all, back in the day, I'm not even sure now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just look it up. But you couldn't really find like Korean porn.
Okay.
Right? Or if you did, it was like some ugh. Mm. It was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
But like years ago, I was like, I came by like some Korean porn or whatever, and they were, it was like softcore porn. I think porn is illegal in Korea. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was softcore porn, and they were speaking Korean, and then my fucking dick went limp.
Oh, because you just got reminded of your family members?
Exactly.
Or what?
Mm. So it reminded me of my parents.
Mm.
So I associate the Korean language with my parents, so I couldn't move past, and that girl was hot. I was trying to move past it. I was like,
yeah.
Move past it. Mm-hmm. Get hard. I couldn't do it. My fucking parents kept popping up in my head.
There's always that one thing that fucks it up, like when like you're looking for porn to watch, and then I'll see something hot, and I've probably talked about this before, and I click it, and then she's like, and it's fucking incest porn. I'm like, God damn it!
That's why I turn off the volume. I don't even read the titles,
right?
And I just go straight to the thumbnail.
Well, in my head, I'm always like, please say step. Just please say stepdad. Not real dad. Just say stepdad. Just say stepbrother one time.
They're actors, though. You have to remember that. I know,
but even whenever she's like, brother, I'm like, oh, please say stepbrother. You're throwing me off, bro.
You know this shit that would always crack me up? It would always be like a title that says, 18-year-old first time, and this bitch clearly looks like she's 36. It's like, in what fucking world are you passing as an 18-year-old?
She's been 18 in like 20 different videos.
She has all of her pregnancy scars and shit, which is fine. God. I love it. It's hot, but you're not 18.
Here's what bugs me. I was actually like, when I was thinking I might start doing stand-up, this was like a bit of mine, but it was real too. And I'll probably never do stand-up, so we can talk about it. I feel like I'm getting a little too woke for porn titles. Because sometimes it'll be like, I'll be trying to watch a BBW, like, I want to watch a big girl, and then it'll be like, BBW Latina. I'm like, that girl's not even big. Why? How are you going to make that girl feel like she's a big girl when she's not even big? That is a regular size girl.
Bro, I remember when, like, BBW or, like, thicker girls started becoming more trendy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And, you know, it happened with the body positivity thing, which was kind of dope, because I think, like, people like me and you, we don't really find ourselves attracted to too many like skinnier girls, right? As much. I think thicker girls are probably what we saw growing up a lot more often, right?
Yeah. I like them all.
He likes them all, right? So do I, but he's a little extreme. But you know, usually thicker girls are what we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
And so there was a moment on Twitter and social media where girls who weren't even fucking big and they were like claiming these like big girl titles.
Right,
it was
right.
Like the most weirdest thing ever. Yeah. They're like, what's that thing with a fupa or whatever? What do you call that shit?
Fupa.
Fupa, yeah, right? Yeah. And she was like, I don't care if a fupa. She didn't even have one.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, are you fucking, you can't even let big girls have this shit? Like, what is this bullshit that you're doing right now? And then I remember like girls were getting ripped. They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
like
seriously.
You had the skinny girl shit, and now you want the big girl shit. Like fucking relax.
Trying to claim like they got the big girl problems.
I know. Let me tell you something, you fucking fat claimers, all right? We're sick of it.
Oh my God.
We're sick of it. All right. This is my body.
Title of the video, BBW Korean jiggles titties aggressively.
Dude, when I started realizing that I was fucking chunky, right? It was these small little things that were happening in my life that I started to realize that I wasn't as thin as I thought I was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember I used to walk downstairs and I could feel my tits jiggle.
Mm.
And that shit was weird, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I got fucking titties, dude. And I'm not like, yo, those are man boobs. I could titty fuck somebody if I wanted to.
Oh, you mean you could get titty fucked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if I went to prison, they would be like, that guy right
that,
there.
Give me that. Give me that.
Korean barbecue.
Give me that sweet little Korean meat.
Yeah, I was like one of those things where I kind of felt like, oh, shit, this is a little weird. And I didn't realize that you're not supposed to have heartburn every day, dude.
Yeah, yeah, you said that. And you know what? For me, I didn't realize that different foods affect my body. The white gummy, I know.
Yo, I really like this drink. I'm demolishing this shit.
Isn't it good?
Oh, God.
That was like my everyday.
Fat David is back.
No, I already wore the Rest in Peace Fat David shirt. He can't come back.
People love that shit.
I realize that certain foods affect my body different ways. Like, if I go in... Now, this is going to sound weird, right? But if I go in on, like, fried foods or salty foods, like, after I would have some fried chicken, the next day, my nipples would be puffier than usual.
What the fuck did you just say?
Bro, I'm telling you. Just... Wow, this episode's going on OnlyFans because this is too much. But I would just feel... Well, look, and it wasn't only specifically my nipples. I say that because it's funny, but yeah, I would just bloat in different areas. But specifically, I feel like, oh, my man titties feel like they're titting more than usual after I eat some fried food.
I've never heard somebody say that before. Hey, man, my man titties titting more than usual? It's like, yeah, bro, I think so.
You must have had some fried chicken, bro, because your nipples are looking puffy right now, my guy. But something I had to learn, and I know you've been on your fitness shit the past couple weeks, but I have not. Like, I was alone. Chia took the baby to Canada for like a week with her fam, and then I later linked up with them. So the week before we went to Canada, I was just eating out every night because, you know, eating out is what I miss the most about pre-baby life. And so I was like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to hit up all my friends, see who's down to go out to eat, go to a restaurant. You and I went to a bomb-ass French restaurant.
Le Petit Trois.
Petit Trois, and got this amazing, decadent, cheesy, beautiful burger, which was fucking fire.
It was the Big Mac burger.
Big Mac, it was so delicious. My penis stood up like the Eiffel Tower.
He said, bonjour. So this burger has been talked about a lot in LA. There was a time where burgers were like literally everything, and like in the food scene, it's like who makes the best burger. And I think this is around the time also, as you can see, I follow a lot of food, where people were shitting on people for making shitty burgers.
Mm.
Just because there was this weird trend that happened, I don't know like the exact timeline, where people were putting a shit ton of stuff into burgers.
Oh, okay.
And they were making it meatloafs, essentially. And they're like, dude, if you just have good beef, mm-hmm. or just any type of fatty beef, and you smash that shit, have a nice crust, it's delicious.
A little salt and pepper, you good.
Yeah, and so now you have all these like burger spots just popping up around Los Angeles. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure a lot of other places too. And then you started seeing these lists for the best burgers in Los Angeles. And the Big Mac burger for Le Petit Trois mm-hmm. was number one.
Really?
Yeah. And specifically, it has like the, what do you call it? The what do you call that sauce? The brown sauce. I'm fucking...
No, l'homme anglaise.
Yeah, basically a meat sauce, right? So you deglaze it with like fucking wine or whatever shit mm-hmm. like that, right? I don't know, my mind's going blank right now, but fucking decadent as shit,
bomb. And look, I know there's the whole joke about like, yeah, I'm off cheese, but and I always end up eating cheese in videos, but for real, I've been avoiding cheese for like 80% of my life in the past few years, okay? Like, I don't normally have cheese. And this motherfucker was cheesy as hell, all right? Mm. So, bruh, when I tell you, I haven't had any, like that much real cheese in a minute. That whole, the aftermath, your boy was shitting up a storm. Like, I've never had dairy hit me that crazy before.
My shit was pretty bad too, because I was avoiding. I was just basically eating, you know, your basic veggies, lots of fibers and good clean protein. And then I had bread, cheese. Oh, and let me tell you, the French fries there were fucking good, dude. Mm-hmm. They sprayed like bacon or beef fat or some shit on that stuff.
Well, I mean, hello, it is where they originate from. French fries?
Sacré bleu, I forgot.
Actually, I do not think French fries are actually from France.
C'est pas.
Sacré bleu, and we will figure that out during this break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back. All right, well, we did a little bit of research. I googled, and it says right here that French fries are actually from Belgium.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What in the fake fuck is that?
I don't know. Probably some American took it and called it French fries because he did not know where he was coming from.
I am disgusted.
I am sick to my stomach. I want to puke all over the place on your face.
Have you ever been to France before?
No, I have not.
It's interesting, man. I'll tell you this, and I'm very, very curious. It's people who are in France or who are en français, mm-hmm. How come you guys don't use deodorant? Every time I was in a taxi, it smelled like hell. I wanted to die.
It smelled like a Gruyere cheese.
Oh, the cheese be funking out there, dude. It's very good. Mm-hmm. But the cheese that we have here is not on the same funk level.
Yeah, I bet.
As they have it. I've had like camembert. I've had some funky cheeses before. Mm-hmm. But their shit was funky.
Yeah, it was good though.
Oh, it was. It tasted great.
Yeah.
I loved it, but I don't understand the aversion towards deodorant.
You know, sometimes it's just people that grow up in different countries. Their noses are used to different scents and things like that.
Oh.
Jamie Foxx has this hilarious stand-up bit, right? What he's talking about? First time he went to Africa. I forget which country it was in Africa, but he goes to Africa, and he's like. Now, you know, I was next to this dude, and man, like, he was pretty funky. Like, he wasn't, I don't know what they use out there, whatever, but I was sitting there like, oh man, does this dude shower? And you know, me with my like colognes and my sprays and shit like that, to them, I stink. So he's like, there's this really confusing ass moment where me and this African dude were trying to figure out which one of us is stinking. And he's like, I mess around and pooted. The African dude was like, what is that fragrance? What is that fragrance? Do it again.
The African is French.
Yeah, I know. I fucked my accent. I got all discombobulated right now.
When you did the French accent, I couldn't switch into an African accent because we were doing the French accent too much.
I was so confused. What is that fragrance? I mean, do it again. Wait, do it. I can't even do it.
I'm stuck in French right now.
It does not matter. We are talking in French. So anyways, maybe they think that we stink when we go out there with our degree and our
spell.
Love spell.
Oh, love spell was the original hoochie scent. If you had love spell, you suck a lot of dick.
Yes, my favorite strippers wear the love spell every day.
It is my favorite scent. Every time I smell love spell, I'm like, oh, ABG. Asian baby girl.
Oh, Chia used to wear it for a very long time.
Really?
Yes, she very did. I did not have the heart to tell her that, you know, it was very basic bitch of her. But I liked the way it smelled, you know?
Hey, there is nothing wrong with basic bitch. Basic bitch is fantastic.
Muy fantastic. Oh, now I'm Spanish. Now I got my Spanish in there. but I was really excited to try the escargot at Petit Trois, but it was so confusing because they have an all-day menu, and then you look and you order off the all-day menu, and they say, oh, no, no, it's only a brunch menu right now. Then, all right, dog, then what the fuck? Why does it say... Why does this say all day if you do not mean all day?
I don't know. In France, all day means maybe sometimes. I don't know.
All day in France means when I feel like it, okay?
Don't tell me what to do. You know, I noticed this. When we were in France, I am what you call somebody who dresses like a piece of shit.
Ah, yes, I could have told you that.
People, hey, hold on. Hold on for a second. I know sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't shower. I don't dress up in regular clothes. But hey, every now and then, your boy can clean up. Everybody's like, what fucking podcast are we listening to?
Imagine a new listener.
They're like, what the fuck is going on, man?
I do not care. We will do this the whole time. I do not care.
This is going to be like the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my God, sacre bleu. Our perfect accents we had at that thing.
It was terrible. But people in all français, man, I got to tell you, man, like the young people, when they dress up, they don't go outside looking like shit. Mm. They look good. And I feel like that's how it is in Europe in general.
Right.
Like I think I like that about America, though. We're kind of like, fuck it. I'll wear whatever the fuck I want. Mm. Like if I want to wear basketball shorts and a t-shirt, which is my normal attire most of the time,
yeah,
I'll wear it and nobody will bat an eye. It just is what it is. In France and in Europe, they're just kind of like, everybody be kind of looking fresh, bro.
I mean, I think it got to the point too where, and I don't know if America did this or Japan did this, but you know, that kind of athletic leisure vibe is fashion now. You feel me? Now you see all the Gucci's and the Prada's dropping fucking like real basic ass looking shit, but just with the Gucci on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it just kind of, they infiltrated each other, you know?
Well, there was that, what's it called? It started with,
I'm loving it.
Supreme.
Uh-huh.
Was a skater brand, wasn't it originally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Supreme. There's like this weird story about Supreme. I don't know if everybody knows about it, but Supreme years ago, before they were popping, they were doing the monogram, the Louis monogram shit, right? Mm-hmm. And so before it became popular, they did it once where it made them kind of pop off, but then Louis sued Supreme.
Oh, I see.
And so in terms of they shut that whole thing down. And then,
oh, it wasn't an official collab when Supreme was doing the Louis shit?
The first time they did it. Oh. So they did it twice. The first time that they did a cease and desist.
Oh, I see.
So from the cease and desist, they stopped doing it, but they kind of helped lifted the brand up a little bit. Mm. And then another brand did it, and then Louis sued the shit out of them and destroyed that brand. They don't even exist anymore.
Oh, damn.
Well, later on, because Supreme became such a big brand from the initial launch from the Louis monogram, later on, the second time, Louis and Supreme did a collab.
Ah.
And that's when like that whole streetwear fucking high fashion shit started coming in and it blew them up on the scene.
Yeah, I remember, man, when I was in high school, a big popular thing people were doing is, and I was about to order some, and they're probably fake, but you get some white on white Air Forces and just get a little Gucci print on the Nike swoosh, or get a little Gucci print or a little, you know, fucking Louis Vuitton on the fucking whatever. You could go to a place in the mall that would do it for you, you know?
If Gucci and Nike did a collab and they literally did what you just said, where they put it on the back tab, maybe a little bit on the tongue and the swoosh, that shit would be fire, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that shit would be tight. I would probably cop that. I don't really usually cop like shit like that either.
Yeah, like the hyped up designer expensive shit. I would definitely cop that. I would even pay stock X prices for it.
You're talking about $1,000?
Probably.
That's a lot of money, Tim.
Well, yeah. to you.
Excuse?
Maybe to a vagabond like you, but not to the royalty like myself.
Oh, excuse me? I didn't know that you had so much money.
Oh, yes, I spend it on baguettes, which is why you probably do not know.
You know, they don't really have breakfast out there like I thought I did. They literally just be eating bread and fucking coffee in the morning. That was the one thing in France. I was like, yo, I need some breakfast. They're like, you have breakfast in front of you. You have a cappuccino. You have bread. What more do you need, fat boy?
It is not just bread. It is a baguette or it is a croissant.
Oh, the croissants in France, bro? Hella good.
I bet.
Very different. Very, very different. It's almost like a chewy, mochi-like.
Really? Oh, just way like doughier.
It's just like it's chewy. It's so fucking good. Mm. And I don't know why a lot of places can't replicate that here.
But is it still flaky on the outside?
Oh, flaky. Mm. You know, the thousand layers of buttery fucking bread. But it pulls it. When you pull it apart, you can see it spiral out almost like mozzarella cheese.
Wow.
That's how I would describe it anyways.
I love a good croissant,
dude. Croissants are so bad for you. I had no
idea. I know, me neither.
I just thought they were so good and I just would eat them. I'm like, oh, it's just like one or two croissants.
Yeah.
But each croissant's like 400 calories.
Ugh. Hold on a second. My mom used to buy the Costco croissant. Like, it was like just a big old thing of croissants from Costco. And I would just go in, use them for sandwiches, use them for whatever. Ugh. Oh, but I didn't know. I thought it was like, you know, like as unhealthy or as healthy as bread.
Why does everything have so many fucking calories? What is this shit, dude?
It's because you don't know. Like, they don't tell you how much butter they put in shit, how much cream goes into everything, how much delicious unhealthiness is just in everything.
Did your mom ever used to make a dish that she said was really good but you hated and she would force you to eat that shit?
No, if anything, she would force me to eat certain vegetables that I just didn't want to eat. It was no like specific dish though.
There's a Korean dish that a lot of Korean people like. I fucking hate this
dish. Talking about the beef stew soup?
Yeah. So that one.
You already told the story.
Did I throw up one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Tim. All right. I'm going to cut that shit out. Holy shit. Did I?
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this podcast?
Apparently, repeating stories is someone that has ADHD told me that repeating stories is part of it too.
So I found out I did the ADHD test.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I did a test for
the Instagram ad that pops up.
Yeah, so there's a test where you can no. This is like a legit one.
Oh,
you could do one, and you could pay for it, and then you could see if you're on the spectrum, right?
Mm.
And guess what I found out?
You're not.
I'm just stupid. I'm just a piece of shit. I don't have anything.
Interesting.
I'm just a fucking piece of shit.
Okay, so this is what's interesting, right? Because after we did the whole episode about if you and me might potentially have ADHD, I put me in the title, but I got a handful of comments of people who were like, literally one comment is like, Tim, of course you do. Duh, I have it too. Obviously, dog, get on Ritalin, it'll help. Or get on Adderall, it'll help. And then I got another comment that was like, Tim, bruh, you don't have ADHD, man. Relax. You're just forgetful, whatever, whatever.
He goes, I have ADHD. Yesterday I woke up and hey, how are you doing? What's going on? What's going on? A lot of tangent.
He literally types, sees a butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so I don't know. I mean, and then I also asked, is it worth getting diagnosed? Some people said yes, some people said no. I guess it all depends, but we'll see.
I mean, you could like, you would have to go to like a physician or whatever to get it like fully diagnosed, but I just did like a few tests online just to give you like a general marker for it. I'm not, apparently.
You're just a forgetful guy.
I'm just a forgetful, just asshole, dude.
Just irresponsible person.
But I don't know, like, because I'm trying to do YouTube videos again, right? Just for fun. It's feeling good again. It's been literally probably, man, fuck, like 3 or 4 years since I've ever done YouTube videos like consistently.
Yeah.
Like 4 years.
Because we've been losing so many subscribers with these podcasts. It's crazy.
It's been like, so when I first started doing podcasting, I lost like 600,000 subscribers or some shit.
You lying.
I lost a shit ton, dude.
Okay.
So I was like close to like 2 mil or something, and I just lost a crap ton. I forgot the number. I might be exaggerating, but it was in the 100,000s.
Yeesh.
Like, off jump.
Wow.
And I just do things that I want to do.
Yeah.
So it's been so long since I've done these YouTube videos. I didn't realize there's all these other little things that you can do, like premiering or whatever. Mm. Which premiering sucks, by the way. Don't use it. It's fucking terrible.
Why is that?
It fucks up your views. I didn't realize that, and then somebody told me after. I was like, oh, okay. Because I put up a video.
Because everyone sees it in their subscription box for like days, and then they're over it.
They don't give a fuck about it. I was right. like, oh, okay, I get it. So, but just that alone, like, dude, losing all those subscribers was one of those things where I was like, oh, shit. People just, they just want you to do the same thing over and over and over. Mm. Which I think is fine because, you know, when you subscribe to something, you signed up for something that you wanted to see. But then for me, it was like, I want to do podcasting.
Right.
Like, I want to do this. Yeah, so yeah. Do I not do this because this isn't what people want me to do, or do I do it because I want to do it?
Yeah, man.
And I did it, and it was great.
Yeah, at the end of the day, fuck them.
Hey, I appreciate the people who stuck around.
Yeah, I didn't lose like a big... number at once because I was still, you know, I was podcasting, but also I was still doing other shit. I was doing my skits. I was doing like my regular shit, right? But I definitely consistently lose subscribers like every month. Yeah.
Oh yeah, my shit's going down.
Yeah.
Down.
And I mean, earlier around, and sugar, we're going down, swinging. And number one time,
cock it and pull it. Who sings that?
Fall Out Boy.
Oh my God. See, I don't know a lot of these songs, but if they're radio hits, I know a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Name another song I don't know.
There's so many.
Oh God. You insulted me.
David doesn't know songs. And we'll talk about it after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Okay, so during the break, here's the thing. During our Send Foods travels, we would be chilling at restaurants sometimes, just like in between, you know, shoot periods. I remember specifically one time we were shooting in Miami, and a little poolside restaurant, the DJ was playing some song, and I'm just kind of humming it, singing it, and David's like, yeah, how do you know this song? You know a lot of songs. And I'm like, yeah, I just fucking know songs.
It's like obscure shit, dude. Well, to me, it's very obscure. Because I feel like most people, when they listen to music, they kind of stick to the genre that they know, right? Okay. Like nobody, I don't want to say nobody. I'm just saying, like, for me, generally, when I know people, they just, if they grew up listening to rock, soft rock, or whatever, right? They might know a few hip-hop songs here and there, you know, things that are big hits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I'm like, oh, check out this Run DMC song, they don't know that shit. They don't, they can't recognize that shit.
Well, you know, some people are just better than other people.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Well, I always grew up listening. I had a very eclectic mix of shit I used to listen to, but also a lot of those random, obscure, like older white people songs I knew because I watched a shit ton of TV and movies. As an only child, especially, I was always just consuming content, you know what I'm saying?
Sitting, you were the first YouTuber ever.
I mean, the first viewer ever, you know?
Yep.
I would be at home all day, only child. I'd sit in front of the TV, like, literally all day watching whatever movie and fucking old show was on, you know what I'm saying? So I just soaked in a lot of music. And plus, there are those infomercials, too, that would always come on, and you kind of memorize those songs. Oh, let me give you some infomercial songs. See if you know this. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want. So that's from an old ass infomercial for like hits of the 80s or some shit. And I remember being
what
like,
what the fuck are you talking about right now? What is that?
I can't believe you don't know this infomercial.
What is that?
So it's an old song. So I remember it's about masturbating. So I remember being 5 years old, walking around the house singing that song. And my dad's like, hey, stop singing that song. Do you know what that means? I was like, no.
Wait, what is this an infomercial for?
A compilation album of hits from the 80s.
What the fuck? You're so random.
Okay, let's go for some better known 80s songs. Okay, here we go. You know the song. Wake me up before you go, go. Got me hanging something like a yo-yo. No? Okay, okay.
People are going to be so disappointed in me. They're going to be like, how do you not know these songs? I grew up in a fucking Christian household, right? I had to, it was literally like drugs. I remember just getting a freaking Jermaine Dupri CD. I had to get that shit and I had to hide it from my parents.
Okay, let's go over some wider known white songs. How about this? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
See, I know this because it's on
open
TV a lot.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. Something eternity, cause it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low, any way the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
This is the guy that died from AIDS.
To me, ding, 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 Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury,
ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 mama just killed a man.
The longest, most annoying karaoke song on earth. That's why I know this song.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled the trigger, now he's dead.
This song sucks, by the way.
What?
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That song fucking sucks.
You've never heard it.
First of all, I know this song because for some reason, every time, okay, when you do like this, like, you know, you get drunk with a bunch of people who are like in the industry, right? You go karaoke after in K-Town. Every fucking whitewashed person would sing this fucking song.
Because it's it's a beautiful song.
And it's fucking like 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
It is a shit song.
Wow.
I don't care.
You've never even.
People just say it's good because it's fucking Freddie Mercury and he's iconic. I don't care.
No, it's a beautiful song, David.
Oh, why?
First of all, the harmonies are crazy.
Okay.
They're extremely layered, very layered harmonies. The composition, the build. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Hey,
can you do the
fandango?
Doesn't really matter. Song is still fucking lit, bro. Galileo, Galileo.
I hate that song with everything that I have.
I think you just haven't given it a chance because it's one of the greatest songs of all time. All
right, you want to go old song? All right, let's go even older than that. I'm about to do operatic music.
Oh man, that's the worst take you've ever given.
That is not a worst take. Everybody says they like that song because they feel like they have to say they like it.
No, everyone likes that song.
No, Tim!
Everyone genuinely likes that song.
You know what? How about this? I bet if you never heard that shit growing up, you heard it right now, you'd be like, this is a little weird.
But I like weird things now.
Oh, Tim, you I don't. What other? What's his name? Freddie Mercury. What other Freddie Mercury song is there?
What are you talking about? Queen has classics, dog.
Okay, cool. I don't know anything.
Come on.
I tried throwing one out. I was like, who's Freddie Mercury? I literally don't know music. I only know the music that I like.
How do you know you like it if you haven't listened to it?
It just doesn't, I don't like it.
It's like food.
Oh, see, that's different though. Because I hear the music. Because like I know these music because I heard it before.
Yeah.
Right? And I've heard that so many times at karaoke.
Yeah.
I've heard it in movies. I've heard it in references. I just don't like that song.
I don't know, man. We're going to sit and really listen to it. Like
no, I don't want to. I don't have 6 hours to listen to that song.
Oh man. Oh, I guess we'll put you on to some Queen. Oh man, some good shit.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of music, did you see that clip of Genuine rotating around? You see that? Oh my, that shit made me hella sad, bro.
He's old.
I know, but it made me so sad because Genuine was the epitome of fucking sex, hot. Whatever. Jump on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit.
Yeah.
And then you see everybody's hyping him up to do that body roll.
Yeah.
Now that he's like 50 years old and getting over his crack addiction. And this fool is so stiff.
His back.
But why? It's like, bro, you didn't have to do it. You could have just, you know, been like, I can't do it no more.
I think he thought he was doing something a little bit.
But see, that's the thing. This is what the internet does.
I mean, even at our big ages, Chia's niece was doing a, what do you call it when you like get on your, when you get backwards like this?
Bridge.
A bridge. And yeah. I was like, oh, I can do that shit because I used to do it when I was younger.
I cannot
do a bridge anymore.
I cannot do any of that.
My shit is so like just rickety and like, and just not flexible anymore, you know? All bad.
I can't, what other, I'm so curious. So you listened to Queen.
Yep.
But that was before your time, huh?
Way
that's
before my
our time, right?
Way before, yeah.
That's like what, 70s?
Yeah, 70s ish. Yeah. Because I think they put out. Oh, you know a Queen song? We will rock you.
Oh, that's
boom,
Queen.
Boom,
oh, that song's fire.
And here's another Queen song.
That song is fire.
We are the champions.
That's Queen
my
too,
my friend. Yes, dun dun.
Oh, I take everything I say.
Come
back.
On, bro.
Those songs make me feel like I can do anything.
Oh, and check this out. Because I know this is why Queen was around the 70s because
I take back everything I
said. They put this song out around when disco was starting to get really popping. They put out this song. Boom, doom, doom. Another one bites the dust.
That's Queen too?
Another one bites the dust.
Man, I don't know. See, this is where I fuck up. There's so much like iconic music that I enjoy. I don't even know who it's from.
That's what I'm saying.
But that fucking Scaramouche song, fuck that song, dude. Scaramouche, I hate.
Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening
I don't like
me.
The We Are the Champions song is the shit. That song right there made me feel like I could do anything.
Yeah, because Queen is the shit.
Oh, and he died from AIDS.
Yeah. I tell you, to answer your question, at a young age.
Oh, wow. Everything's connecting in my head. It's like, oh, wait, that's from that guy? That's from that?
Yeah,
now
bro.
I understand what the fervor is. He made such great hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Queen is a band.
As a band, Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of Queen, yes. Mm,
but nobody else gets credit. Fuck them all.
Well, that was a big part of what the movie was about. Like, they wanted more, like, more of a percentage. And then when they were at their height, Freddie Mercury was like, nah, I'm like the star, basically. And then they broke up. And then he realized the error of his ways. They got back together. A bunch of shit, yeah.
Oh, wow. My mind is so fucking blown right now. I said all this shit. And then I'm like, I've been listening to all these songs for years, and I didn't even know it was from this person.
Well, I'm very excited that I could do that for you.
But when you're a kid, too, like, maybe for me when I was a kid, I think also because, like, secular music was so, like, you shouldn't listen to this shit.
Right.
Every song that I had was stuff that I could scrounge around, either from radio or I was making, like, a cassette tape off a radio or off the radio. So, like, I never had the opportunity to really dive into music because it was like against the rules in my house, you know?
Yeah, nah, my mom was, loved music. So like she used to play guitar. So she listened to all types of shit, like, but more like, you know, slower shit, like, you know, Beatles, of course. She liked a lot of Motown, but man, I think it was a big, and I just loved MTV. Like I would sit, probably when I was like 10 years old and watched the top 20 countdown of music videos every weekend. And I would watch, and the top 20 was no like, It was never like top 20 R&B, top 20 rock. It was always like, these are the top 20 music videos of all genres. And I would watch that 2 hours every weekend, you know? So I would just soak it all in.
I get sad sometimes because I think like, well, I don't want to say sad, but in America, like vocalists aren't really celebrated, right?
Mm, okay.
It's like very, I mean, production heavy. I love, you know, like the production music is great, but if like in the UK, they really respect vocalists a lot.
Okay.
Like R&B, like that, like traditionally like dope R&B is still very alive and popping in the UK.
Mm.
But over here, people don't really like celebrate our vocalists very well.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Like real singing ass R&B singers aren't really what is on the radio anymore. Yeah,
and I'm not saying like the new shit is fucking dope too. Like, you know, obviously, you know, our taste has evolved with time, but when like people don't know who like Jasmine Sullivan is, it's like, dude, Jasmine Sullivan is so fucking
super good. Slept on.
That girl makes me cry when I listen to her, dude. And that's the type of music that I grew up enjoying so much. Maybe it's because like the church stuff too, but damn, when Jasmine Sullivan sings live, I want to marry her. I love her so much.
I'll tell you what. To bring a little more full circle, I'll tell you how groundbreaking Queen was, okay? Back then, they got a song called, it's like, oh, I'm gonna take you home tonight, fat bottom girl, you make the something world go round, some shit like that. Big old butts.
Oh.
Whites singing about big old butts. How you like that?
How fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro.
I'm becoming the biggest Queen fan ever. Freddie Mercury.
But I tell you what, okay, so my first CD I had my parents buy for me was Michael Jackson's The History album. Was a double album. It was like one CD of new songs and one CD of like all his classics, right? And then, but the first CD I ever bought for myself was Green Day, Dookie.
What's, I see, I know Green Day, and if you sang a song, I would recognize it, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
So the banger hit off that Dookie album was it's called Basket Case. It's like, do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? You gotta hear the guitar. Ding, 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 ding. I'm one of those.
I don't have that. I don't know that one. That's the most depressing fucking song I've ever heard in my life.
What's another Green Day song?
He's not a real fan.
Well, I'm trying to think of off the Dookie album, but okay, now, okay, what's another Green Day song? I walk along these streets.
I know that one.
On the boulevard of broken dreams.
See, I know that one. I know that one. See, these bands at the time, because you know when people like, I know a lot of older people will shit on emo rap shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that shit's so fucking whack, whatever, whatnot. And I was like, hello? But during our time, we had bands like Green Day and emo rock. So they're just the new version of emo rock that kind of relates to teen angst. And people are forgetting, like, you were once them. You just listened to a different version of it.
Yeah, kids were always angsty. You know what I'm saying? They're just angsty in different genres now.
So when I was listening, like, I would hear Post Malone stuff, and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of those emo rock bands from back in the day.
That
was our shit. So it makes sense that the youth gravitates to this because it's always about like my feelings. People don't understand me. I don't get what's going on in this world.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of artists nowadays that people will consider hip hop artists who sing in a very like, my mom, fuck my mom.
Yeah.
She comes in my room and I told her not to.
I'm masturbating. I told you it smells weird. Why don't you know my set yet?
So there's that, you know what I'm saying?
If you hear a thumping in my room, I'm jacking off.
I'm jacking off. Don't come in, mom.
My boxers are stiff.
Yeah, bro. You know, the kids are just, they're not defining it anymore, you know, David? So that's what you should have did, man. Just opened your ears up to it all.
Oh, I would have been a big Machine Gun Kelly fan.
Oh, man. People are like, you know, because his last music project was like, you know, not hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was emo rock shit.
Right, so everyone's like, oh man, Eminem put out one diss track and made him switch a whole genre of music.
You know, that's just kind of sad because he was a major Eminem fan. Like, he idolized Eminem.
Right,
and then, I don't understand. Oh, it was because of he was sexualizing his daughter, right?
I don't know what the details of the whole beef are exactly. You know, I know Machine Gun Kelly put out the diss track first, and I didn't think it was bad.
It was pretty fucking good.
I didn't think it was bad, but then of course, you know, you poke the white bear, and the white bear wakes up.
Yes, we also call white bears polar bears, but
you poke the polar bear, and it's gonna wake up on hibernation.
I just pictured this bullet in Antarctica. Oh my god, a white bear! It's like, sorry, that's called a polar bear? What the fuck?
Semantics, dude.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
Merci for watching another episode of your favorite podcast. I am Monsieur Timothy Chantaransu.
And I am Madame David Swa.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, rate us 5 stars on wherever you listen to your podcast. I don't know past 3. Rate us stars. Por favor. Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.